Close your eyes, watch your breath. Watch the breath all the way in, all the way out. And watch the mind as it's focusing on the breath. You want to be alert to what you're doing. Alertness is one of the qualities of mindfulness, or establishing mindfulness. It allows us to see what we're doing while we're doing it. So we can see clearly what comes from what causes what. I think about the Buddha's awakening. He learned a lot about karma because he was watching himself as he gained awakening. So what he was doing, he took responsibility for his actions. As he kept saying, I did this, it didn't work out, so then I tried this, then finally this worked out. He took responsibility for his actions, and he has us take responsibility for our actions too. Before you do anything, ask yourself, this thing I want to do, while you're doing it, this action that I am doing, when it's done, this action that I did, I. Sometimes we hear that if you think that you're doing the path, it's wrong view. Well, that's wrong view. Because if what they say is true, then the Buddha had wrong view. He took responsibility for his actions and he watched them carefully. So keep asking yourself, what am I doing? Is it getting good results? As the Buddha said, the Dharma is nourished by commitment and then reflection. You commit yourself to doing it. You take responsibility for your actions. And then you reflect on the results. If the results aren't good, then you figure out how to change what you did so the next time around you don't make the same mistake. If you did something right, you remember it. Try to act on what you think are the best intentions, because it's when we act on our best intentions that we learn. If we just go through the motions and don't really try hard, we get middling results, then we haven't learned anything, aside from the fact that middling effort gives middling results. If you do your best and discover, okay, even your best was not good enough, then you can figure out that was something you need to learn. Think about the Buddha. He was going through unexplored territory. He didn't have a map to where he was going, so he had to check himself while he was acting. So if he got into the wrong place, he could back up, get out, and finally find the right way. And then he knew it was the right way because he was really good at observing his actions. So watch what you're doing, both in the sense of being heedful and careful, and also in the sense that you want to learn, because it's in the course of doing things and seeing the results. That's when you begin to understand your mind, and you begin to understand the potentials that the mind has. You can see how far they can go. As the Buddha said, they can go a long way.